is. Am I on? Thank you, Torah Anytime. Thank you, Kavash Kocha Protis. Thank you, Rabbi Yosef Yaffe. Thank you, Kala Lashon. Thank you, the Rabbeinu Shalom himself. Zarev Rosh Hashanah. He's so good. It's unbelievable. I tell you, Murray, the Gemaisa that happened to me. I just made it. I'm making a Kabbalah tonight. I'm going to have to make Kabbalahs. I made a Kabbalah last week. I made a Kabbalah for 2 weeks. I couldn't hold out. I had to make for Elul. The whole Elul, it wasn't easy. I had to charge myself $100. It was two or three. Two for sure. If for that hundred. When I say 100, it's not happening. If I say 20, no. What's $20? $100 I get. I'm too carried to give up $100. Anyway, so, and somebody offered me that I should say, I should make a bracha on the rechupa by his. So he offered me. That night, I made a Kabbalah. The next day, the guy calls me up. No bracha under the chuppah. By the way, to me, a bracha under the chuppah, I don't want a chas v'sholem be mezalzel in a bracha under the chuppah. But come inside, sweetie. I don't want to be mezalzel. But between a bracha under the chuppah and a shahakal on vodka, I don't see the big difference. Now, for more people saying amen, I don't know what you want from me. If they got to say my name in front of everybody, I need that. Who needs it? I know my name. The whole world has to hear. Harav Hagoyim. Oh, Hagoyim. They're going to run into trouble with me either way. Because if they leave out a tzaddik or they leave out a... They're in trouble. You can't make me happy so fast. I'm joking. But I get a bracha under the chuppah. It doesn't really mean much between you and me. And I do it as a chesed. Okay. I have to go to the chassan. I don't go to chassan so fast. That's the matzah. I'm too busy. Run to all the chassanis. So I don't go. But here, yes, bracha on the chuppah, okay. I see you really want me there. It shows he wants me there. That message I got. So I'll be there. Anyway, that night, I got a hold of a friend of mine. I had a Kabbalah for 2 weeks and I had to ditch it. And this is the week before the end of Elul, make another Kabbalah. And I made another Kabbalah. This time it wasn't money. I didn't offer it. But a different, a busha, you know. The guy knows, boom, doesn't pass for me not to keep my word. So it was good enough. The next day, the guy calls me up, hush of a person. He made a chasna, very tired. Reza go Adam Chashem calls me up. You're not giving a bracha on the chuppah. You're going to be an aide. And I was an aide together with, in my humble, not so humble opinion. Oh, just being on the same mark as him, it's good enough for me. I got covered malachim, but a bracha on the chuppah means, I'm sorry, an aidus means you're a kosher Jew. Whenever I get, an aid tradition more than once in my life. I need a chizuk. I felt you're not doing, and you, whatever. I help all of them not good. Punk. Then I get aidus at a chasana. Punk. Then because the aidist wants to calm me down. So I still think you're okay. Stop pushing. I stop get a lot of that stuff. Whenever I'm not feeling good about myself, I can open up a safe, and the safe is discussing my exact problem, and he gives a whole shot, and usually, it means I'm a good guy. The only messages I ever get are good ones. If it's a bad message, I make another Abba. They say, oh, that means I'm go-good. Like, I only get good messages, and I want to tell you, I know what I'm doing. Because unfortunately, or sometimes, rarely, I get a message, don't do this or do that. That I can get. That's different. I can somehow feel. But I avoid that because the message of Magid said, don't sit on din. You're going to spend your whole life, I did this wrong. You know why that happened? This affair. That happened? That affair. That affair. You're not allowed to do that stuff. Not when somebody used to do it. But he did it for his mitzvahs also. For his chayav ha'enesh. They say he was known for that. he saw this seven min hashamayim. Rabbi Yelapin did these. They all, like, big people did these things. So we have to be careful with the negatives, because we have too much negatives anyway. So now you got another excuse to be negative. It's all excuses. It's all the yetzer to put you down. Everything is one yetzer put you down. Now listen to this. Hop, love a fella. Erev Rosh Hashanah. Whoever does tshuva tonight, it's as if he did tshuva a whole year. Tonight and tomorrow, the last day of the year. It's Ner in the days. Now, Rav Dan Segal said of Vod, just make believe you're doing tshuva. Just act like it feels sorry. Just go through the motions. It's already good. I had a hot this, the hot that. Laws up. Mary the Kavod, Heiliger Rav Dan Segal, understands the Olam. But the Olam has to hear. Asher Chalke, yeah. Rav Dan is very special. I once ate in his house for Shabbos. Kamakrom pushed me to go. So don't be a quiet, timid guy, Kamakrom was. You know, Kamakrom wanted to get once again to see a Gedela. He wanted to get in with all the Gedela. So knowing they pushed back everybody. So Kamakrom, this is what they say. Got some tea, put it on a tray. To a couple of companies. He says, excuse me, I'm the waiter around here. So they all let him through. He was all right. Tavi Orem B'yira. Navardig has held a lot from these things. Be a cheverman, don't be afraid. Since then, I learned a couple of tricks here and there. So, but common. Oh. So he said, you call Rav Dan Segal, say you want to come for Shabbos. I called up, his Rebbetzin answered, I'm coming. And that was it. And he, what a Shabbos I had together, Rav Dan Segal. Ah! Rav Dan Segal, nothing like it. What? I was married. That's the chiddush. To go without my wife, that's not shayach. What are you doing? You leave your wife home? What's going on here? Anyway, I invited myself. As I became like very good with him. Hey, look at Rav Dan. You know, whenever he sees me, he says, Navardig, here's the Navardig. He calls me the Navardig. Anyway, Rav Nosson, whenever Rav Nosson used to see me, what's that to go to Rav Gershon? Like, they got my number. Oh, you're one of those, Navardig. I wanted to go a different direction. Chaim Uri Freund, so Zayin Zittenstock, told me, come to Yerushalayim. He's a big Ovid Hashem. He's on Bezin. Come to Yerushalayim, we'll put you on your feet. I asked Rav Nosson, should I stay with Navardig or go? He says, stay with Navardig. Because you started there. You don't move. I know a Slobodka Talmud from B'nai Brak Slobodka, he went after his Rebbe was Nifta, Tukatinsky was Nifta. He went to Rav Shach. He said, should I start a new sheet? He says, no way! Stay what you are. It's a big site. Stay, Navardig. For better or for worse, just stay with Navardig. Besides, Navardig's plenty good. I once said a Gavaldig about. There's no more sheetas these days. You heard what happened with this lady? Lady from Yerushalayim calls me up. Rabbi Mandel. My house is falling apart. One of the kids picked a different shita than my husband's shita. And my husband doesn't like that shita. And he went away from that shita. And the whole house is killing each other. The house is a makom machlokes. It's World War III. It's my house. So I went to the Kesel Maravi and I cried, Eibishter, get me somebody to straighten out my house. So I said, what's going on? He's talking. You know how to do this? Everybody's there, Rosh Hashanah. Be prepared. Flat tire. So and so suddenly sick. Be prepared. That's normal. Arab Rosh Hashanah, when everyone's all suddenly this, suddenly, hey, you saw about the hurricanes? You saw? How you doing? You saw it, right? See everything going wrong? Arab Rosh Hashanah, punkta. That's the way it works. Don't get stressed. You'll dump it a little harder. You'll be scared, a little more scared. It's good stuff. Get you a little scared and get you on your toes. Anyway. So, what was I saying? Where am I up to? Shaddam by the Kaiser. Labish, to help me. I don't want my house to have monkamach like this. Get me somebody to straighten out the house. So someone, as soon as she walks away from the Kaisel, someone taps her, and the lady says, how about trying Rabbi Mandel? Now, I don't know what that means. it's listening to me, or seeing me, or reading me, whatever. She got a hold of Mandel. No, she listened to me. That's what it was. She turns me on. Guess what I'm talking about? I don't believe in no sheetahs. All sheetahs are good. Don't tell me I got the right sheetah. You were raised like that. Baloney. You're full of hot air. Everybody thinks he has the right sheetah. Take the same guy, put him in a different house, with a different father and mother, with a different environment, and we're all doing something else. He'll be just like them. He'll scream at the top of his lungs, "This is the right sheetah." How do you know? Because you were born like that, it has to be the right sheetah. And the other guy was born differently, he's the wrong sheetah. You're out of your mind. Nobody's got any sheetahs. There's so few people who use their brains. What's the truth? But it is the truth to stick to the yeshita that you're born with. Nothing wrong with that. I'll teach those Torah Simcha. But I know how to do it. I know how to make jokes out of all the yeshita business. I'll tell you something. I once said, affluent fella, these two guys, years back, there were two different, Reuben and Shimon. They killed each other. They both finished Shas five times each. They both gave tzedakah v'chesed. They were tzaddikim gemurim. They raised beautiful families, except for one thing. Reuven had a shita, the opposite of Shimon, and they killed each other all their lives. Let's give Reuven shita A, and Shimon shita B. And when they came to the next world, they told him, "No ilam haba for you, chevra. You're busy fighting. You're sinners chinam all over the place." And groups, groups, that's the worst in Eschina. You don't like a yachid, that's bad enough. But you're against the whole group and call yourself, you're finished. So, what's going to be? You want to burn in Gehenna? No. Okay, we'll let you be born again. Are you going to be tested? Are you going to be fighting with your sheetahs all day? You're on Fagin. Somebody's different, leave him alone. So that you're going to be tested. You're not going to remember as soon as you're born. You forget. You don't know the reason you were born. But, so Bekitsa, she told him, Bekitsa, he got, they're both born. Now, surprise, surprise. Reuven was born into Shita B, and Shimon was born into Shita A. And they don't remember what happened to Leah's Gilgal. And each one has that same strong-mindedness, tchuna. The stubbornness is alive and well, like it always was, and 10 Gilgalim back. They're still waiting in Shemayim. When this guy here straighten out his midas, which is the main reason you were born. Anyway, so each guy is the opposite cheetah that he was last time. And each guy, this time he's raised in a total different way of thinking. But his midas rois hasn't changed. Because he's Yerushit from the last Gilgal. That's him. And then they meet each other. And they go killing each other. And the Sultan's watching them both. And each one's screaming the opposite direction as he did the last time he was alive. You guys are crazy. Your sheet is nutty. You don't learn anything. You know nothing. And the other guy screamed down, "No, you guys don't do a favor for anybody. You think you own the world." You know, they have total different. Each one speaks the language of what he was born with, and he's just as hot as he was. And the Sutton's laughing at both of them, and they're both failing the test. How do you like that story? You think it's not true? You don't think these things happen? People, all these sheetahs are baloney. How many people you really use it? What's the emes? What's not the emes? Not so pushy. Anyway, this lady heard that from Rabbi Mandel. She came home. Mandel says, no sheetah business. It was the end. I don't know how she pulled it off so easily. The whole family stopped fighting thanks to... I mean, now one thing, P.S. The father was telling the son who changed the sheetah, Avodah Zarah! He was screaming, Avodah Zarah. Now, that... So after hearing Mandel... No more Avodah Zarah. By the way, if you paskin on a certain sheet that it's Avodah Zarah, there's certain halachas. I hope you hold on to the halachas. You know? What does it say? Meridin, Veimalin, you know? Stick to the rules. If you really hold it, they're so bad off, those guys, okay, let's go. Why aren't you, you know, smashing them in the head all the time, you know? You really hold Avodah Zarah. Anyway, the guy who changed the sheet to the kid became a new kid thanks to the other sheet. He didn't learn a word with the old sheet that he wasn't learning. The new sheet, for whatever reason, he lived the learning. Father didn't appreciate it. If you don't go my sheet, But now, Mendel Baruch Hashem straightened them out. How do you like that story? Beautiful. Anyway, make peace. What you do on Rosh Hashanah, you tell Hashem how great those Jews are and tell them how much you love them and how good they are. Do that. Say it, you mean it or not. Say, I love all the Lakewood people. They're the sweetest people in the world. Make believe. Make believe. Pick a group that you really don't like and spend the whole Rosh Hashanah. Oh, I love that group. Now, the Altman Slobodka has a husband. What to do, tshuva? He says, I am Taylor. Say, see good all over the place. Because you're going to be seeing thousands of people. You're going to be talking about groups all over the place. And if you hold from a whole group, you're getting millions of mitzvahs. You're going to have chavelis and chavelis of mitzvahs. The sheer volume, you're going to be zecha b'din. A guy who's critical, he might be a frum yid, an el chayid, with his shas, with his chasadim, but those guys, they got it all off. Those guys, he might even say, I'm also not so good. A lot of people do that. They think, since I don't hold for myself, so I don't really hold from anybody, so big spiel. No good. No, Rabbi Miller told me. My shvez was a minkash chassid, and back in the haim, a belza, his best friend, the belza chassid, told him, by us and belz, we held, I'm nobody, you're nobody. My shvez said, I think I'm holding my derega that you're nobody. That's the old Rabbi Miller told me, I'm great and you're great. That's the real, that's the emes. Sometimes you need more work pushing up the other. Usually you need more work down here. Build yourself up all day. It's Givaldi. The more you hold from yourself, the better. Listen to this one. I'm speaking to how people have to be careful with self-esteem. You better watch it with self-esteem. You got to hold from yourself. And don't be afraid to hold from yourself. Here's a story. Happened in Yerushalayim. This guy, he got kicked out. He wasn't wanted. He wanted to get a job as a Rebbe. He went all over the place. No. You're not cut out. Next school, maybe you'll take me as a primary Rebbe. Nah, you're not. Nah. And he's begging all over. No, he's going nowhere. So finally, his friend told him, why don't you listen to Mandel? See, I don't know if he listened or he read, but he got me somewhere. And the next thing he knew, he changed his whole way of thinking. And he decided, I'm not looking for a job anymore. I like sitting and learning. I believe in it. No learning. No. Don't ask chinuch shtusim. Learn. The main thing is you got to learn. And he went back to Kehl and he started learning by his mother, where the Stoltz, learning is everything. As soon as he did that, he started getting offered jobs all over the place, a chinuch. He was offered jobs as a menial. How did that happen? So I'll tell you, big you say, the way you see yourself, the world sees you that way too. You know that? That's how it goes. If you like what happened, I was on the plane and the stewards weren't serving me, they were ignoring me. And I says, to myself, I'm in charge around here. Who are those guys? Suddenly you come running over to me. Would you like to have some more whiskey? Some more? Would you like to have this? All I did was change. You know who I am? Listen to this one. There's a Chassidish guy who listens to me. They're great. These Chassidish guys are terrific. I told him he liked something that I said. Now, I'm not going to say this in public. Now I'm going to get everybody excited. I'm not going to say this, I talk it won't. But I'm going to allude to it. I spoke about, if you're really afraid of people, so the thing to do is think of the bathroom situation. And that will take good care. This guy looks like he's a rich guy. Yeah, but he goes to the bathroom. Oh. You're turning him into a god, you know that. Because he's rich, or he's famous, or he's got a personality with a deep voice. And everybody listens to him. Or he knows how to learn more than you. Or he's smarter. Or he's a doctor. Oh, go faint. Because he's a doctor. Go faint. A doctor. A doctor. You know that Rav Kanarik Zatzal, Shaul Yezer Kanarik, told me that the Jews used to worship doctors. He remembers it. The German doctors Each one had a name as long as Mashiach. Each one had a specialist. In this part of the eye, he was the number one name in the world. In Austria, a lot of them used to hang around Vienna, I think, these German doctors, and they used to take trips. The Jews worshipped these doctors because our doctor, he's studieren. You know what that means? He went to college, internship, spent years and years of hard work in the Goyish colleges, and he knows his lines. Get a hold of that doctor. He knows. Get a hold of him. And so he used to make long trips to meet a specialist, and he was only in his line. He was number one. And there were so many branches in that. Each one had his own world. So when the war broke out, guess who performed the scientific experiments on human beings? Those doctors. There you go. You worship them, you're going to get it. You worship a doctor? What are you doing? Don't worship them. You'll have a nice... I happen to like doctors. I like people in general. I like them. I have rahmanas on them. They're crazy busy. Many of them are very covet hungry. Most of them, a lot of them are unfortunately stuck in their job because they spend years, and then they have that. As soon as they start practicing, believe it or not, they may not like it, and they're stuck. It doesn't pass to go back a whole. The whole problem, these doctors and lawyers, a lot of them don't, and they have to push themselves to shake. Anyway, we saw a doctor. So the bathroom, Yeshaya Novi says, remember the guy in front of you goes to the bathroom. Ketanim and Gedolim, and he goes a few times a day, and a Novi. And he said, why did the Novi say that? I think Sefer Ikrim says, because the Novi has to tell people, stop being afraid. And don't turn yourself into a god either. Go to the bathroom. Bug off. Anyway, so this Hasidic guy liked it. And he told all his friends my stuff. He says he saved lives left and right with that. Because people aren't so petrified. The bathroom is helpful. Rav Gift, I think, used to say when he spoke in public, you're scared. He pictured all the people in the crowd as heads of oranges. So that made it easier. You got to do these things, survival. You've got to be a public speaker. You have to look at them. Don't get so... Anyway. He has a friend who has a boss who looks like he owns the world just the way he carries himself. He has a lot of money and he's the boss. And he barks and he... And this guy couldn't deal with him until he heard the shmooz about not be afraid of people and the bathroom didn't hurt. And he used it and he added to it. I'm not getting involved. He enhanced whatever I said about the bathroom. He enhanced, it. I'm not getting further than that. In order to get people now, you're desperate. Somebody deserves being afraid of people. There's a reason why Hashem made... You know, Golem Yadua, there was a bracha sometimes. Golem Yadua, Charpaseinu, Chlibaseinu. Whoever heard of that? People know Halachas. There's a certain shame. A person was made with a certain things to be ashamed of. So he shouldn't look at himself like a god. And usually the problem is the other way. You shouldn't look at everyone else like a god. Anyway, so his friend, it calmed him down with his boss. He became a new person. Not afraid of his boss. And then finally, him and his boss had to cross the border. They had something, they had to go somewhere, and they got into a lot of trouble, and there was a possibility of losing $100,000. And they were, if they wouldn't let them through, which was a good chance, and as they're walking, his boss, who was the big snacker, was shaking like a leaf, because he might lose $100,000. The guy just stops him, and he was laughing his head off. Because he saw the guy in front by the guy he had to pass through, he saw him in the bathroom. He said, he laughed at him. So since he laughed at him, so the guy felt it, whatever. He didn't, whatever it is, when you're not afraid, he says, come, you guys can go through, no problem. He got away bloody murder. How did that happen? When you're not afraid, you ever have somebody who comes to this spot told me, he used to be petrified, people he works with. And he had a court case as a zacher. And I taught him about these things. And that before the bathroom. You don't need the bathroom. You can use, I have plenty of ideas how to get people to down to size. And he used it. And he's a very edler person. And he used it. And boy, did he have Gan Eden. All these guys, all his life, his working situation. He meets this guy he works with, and that guy's scary, and this guy. And then he had a court case, and he laughed at the judge internally. And he won one case after another, and suddenly everyone's, oh yes, can we help you? What happened to me once, way back? I walked out of my classroom, and I told myself, you know, I'm over the hill. It was about 25 years ago. I said, I'm over the hill. It's a true story. 25 years ago, I felt like, oh, you're still teaching? You're over the hill. I walked out of my classroom, and the Rebbe who taught next door takes one look at me, and he tells me, you know, I think you're over the hill. And I tell myself, well, you think? They're reading it without you realizing it. Your thoughts are powerful. By the way, I just spoke to somebody. Whatever happened, happened.
It used to be 25 years ago.
25, yeah?
So it's kind of 20, you're getting younger.
Getting younger. As long as I'm going that direction. I'm going the right direction. So I speak to people. And come inside me, someone else. And you tell yourself, I love this guy. I do it all the time. I advise you all to do it. You do love him. You don't love him. Get out of that garbage can. I love him. And Rabbi Miller is very good with that. I love him. I paskin. As soon as you see a guy, I once did this with a rich guy. I needed money out of him. And I decided before I used to get hundreds is the most I would ever get from anybody. 100, that was like good. One day I come to a guy and I tell myself, I just chazed it. I love this guy. I barely know him. I barely said hello to him in my life. I love this guy. I love this guy. He took one look at me. $1,000 for you, Mandel. How did I get $1,000? Because I was mentally thinking, I love the guy. Now do it. You can do it with anybody. I love him. Do it with your enemies especially. Oh, I love this guy. There was a guy here in Lakewood who never talked to me. From the rush of the dignitaries. But him, like, you know, whenever he's like, he doesn't even see me. Like, he's in his own world. And one day I saw him and I felt, you know, and I started deciding, I love that guy. Since that time, Mandela, I got a vote for you. Oh, when did you wake up? Since when do you know me? I just thought, I love the guy. You know how much power you have. Come to Rosh Hashanah, start loving everybody. Ask everyone, Masila, and love them. And to tell you, love is nothing more than do it like this. Easy. Just say, I love the guy. I did. A guy once called me up and blasted me to the, like he's ready to who knows what. It was one of the good ones. And as soon as I got on the phone, I said, boy, do I love this guy. For the business he's given me. Whatever reason. And he felt it. He really felt it. And he loves me too. I do that all the time. Why not? I remember I once met the Rabbi Yaakov Kamri. I was madly in love with him. I told him to his face. Chabazoy leave the Rosh Hashiva. I told him to his face. He must have looked at me funny. You know, he used to do these things. My uncle Manas used to meet. I remember once at a bris. He always aims for the top. I picked that up from him. Nevada is also pushed. You want to break your fears? Go to all the big shots that you're scared of. Keep doing it. But if you really want to change yourself, get a nudge. Get a nudnik who bothers you every day. Do, or else you're not really. You need a partner. Partner in crime. I know somebody, a younger man. After 2 months, he was a Nebuch guy. There was something happened to him when he was a kid. When he used to talk to me, he used to wait, you know, like a Meir Chadash. They say, Meir Chadash, Kim Tarang, Rabbi Tzai, Kim Tarang, the goose is here. Anyway, so the goose, this guy's here, all the good people, all the good bottles. Anyway, what was I talking about? Oh? Meir Chadash, when you talk to him, you had to wait a full minute or two before he answered you. Anything he spoke, He had all the time in the world. That was his derech. His atzadik, malach alikim. So this younger man was just like Ramea, and not for Ramea Chodesh's reason, because things had happened to him when he was younger, and it left a scar. It was a mifus that he was married, and he had to work with therapy, meshugim. Anyway, after 2 months of Mandel, he got on the telephone. I didn't recognize the guy. He had a loud voice, and he was talking normally. I says, "What got into you?" He says, he hears Mandel. He's a Sfardi. I like Sfardim. You'll see why. Sfardim are literal. Mandel said, "Don't be afraid of people." That's it. No more of that stuff. So he decided to take me literal. Don't be afraid of people. So he, 2 months later, I got him. I says, "What happened to you? I heard Mamish don't recognize you. You're a different person." He talks loud and quick and smooth. He geschmack. What happened? So he said, "I heard you say, don't be afraid." And he passes it on to all his friends. He's got a whole club of no fear of people. He has a whole group, Navardigas. And then he told me that he really turned around. He got one partner, a nudge. "You really want to stay? Get a nudnik on board." I heard this in Navardig, Rebellious Day, I think. Nudnik Zahitov. Tase is a nudnik Zahitov. Azatata, Lebabodatashem. You have a nudnik, get a good who bugs you every day. "Did you throw a prat today?" So this younger man used to walk out of his house petrified of all his neighbors. Petrified. He had a kid upstairs who was a wild from a dysfunctional family, a machutzif, and he decided, "I'm not afraid of people." And every day, as much constantly in 2 months, "I'll turn around," because he was heavy on it. He once went, he comes from an olim that's a little bit condescending. You know, you got to be part of that group. He's odd man out. He's not quite, okay, let's say everybody wears his payas like this, he wears it like that. Oh, let's say. Or he's different. And they're not garrison. And he went through a lot of tzaras in his younger years from these people who just weren't nice to him. Because you're not one of the real guys. You know, we're from the good guys. You're from the Nebuchs. You don't belong here. And he suffered terribly. But after he heard that Mandel said, "Don't be afraid of anybody," he took a special trip, like from here to New York, to go to a get-together of the Chevet that used to... And the Dafka went there, and he knew they were going to ignore him. And he went Dafka to be ignored. Made a special trip. Go ignore me. That's fine. I love it. Go ignore me. People don't like to be ignored because it's covered. So they don't respect. So they don't hold from you. Can you handle it? When someone's talking, and he there's four guys, and he's looking at three, and you he leaves out. You should know, a lot of people, I personally, the covered issue, the Eibishter watches very closely what he does. I remember Malamdin. When you get covered one place, you may lose it somewhere else, and who cares? I know Malamdin said, he had trouble in his house. Usually he's got a good home, but one day his wife went berserk, and his teenage son, boom, and the whole family, and he feels like, "Oh, I'm out of place, let me get out of here." He comes, he's a Rebbe, he comes to school, the kids, they like him. That day, they ran to him, "Rebbe, it's so good to see you." He told me about it. I said, "You know why? Hashem, it's all Hashem. They're angry because Hashem's testing you. They love you because Hashem wants to give you a boost. Hashem gives boosts all the time." I used to be a popular guy. I used to walk in the street. Everyone ran over to me, asked me things. Until I got a Torah Anytime, thanks to you. As soon as I got a Torah Anytime, now that there's thousands of people listening to me, and every move I make. In fact, they got me these two things. So whenever I say Shalom, every move I make, they want that also down here because I'm such a great guy. And I got two of them already, so each person, they both have to have replaced with batteries. Shane, I have to replace them. So, but this is, it got on my nerves after a while. You know, every move I make, I have to check there. Now I'm saying another drush, everything I say, Mandel, you know who you are. Oh, okay, yeah. You're a real, real hush of a guy. We got to hear every move you make. Oh, okay. So I have this headache over here because I'm such a popular guy. As soon as I got popular, I walk outside, nobody knows me. Nobody knows me. It's funny. Nobody. And as soon as one day this thing broke, whatever, suddenly I got friends all over the place. You know that the Yavishtig makes you as popular as he wants you to be. And he makes you unpopular exactly. And when you are popular, say thank you. And when you're not popular, you know, my Rona, my Rabbein once told me that's everything. Make yourself popular. You hear that? I once saw one of the other Mugolim Moed, the Gra, I forgot who it was. Chazanish, I don't want to say. He wrote, your main abode is to get the whole world to love you. Make yourself super popular. Go for it. I was told that myself from one of my Rabbein who knew me. And I says, what? Covered? Nah, give me this covered. He said, Bizarre Lushan. Dos is Alice. Yes, yes, yes. Get everybody running after you. And for a while I was doing it. I ran after covered. That's what started me off to become the official raid of covered of the century. I am one of the big great fake covered Bishita. It's real geschmack when it's a Shita. Bishita, I run after covered. Bishita. Yes. And I got very upset. They called me up for the... Were you there then? Sure, the terrible bizyonis I got. I'm a rub there. They call me a rub. I'd rather be called a rebbe. I said, get some more money out of them. But they call me a rub. And they call, Yamoid. And they called a rab. Again, they left out Butzina Kadisha. They left out Kol Roz Loy, honestly. I told them, listen, I told you, I'm not upset because for myself. It's covered up Torah. It's not me. No, it's not me. It's covered up Torah. How could you do that? And I was very traumatized. That's my wife. I was up all night. I'm joking. Anyway, don't you dare not give me covered. You know who I am. I'm Givaldi. Anyway, what am I up to? So, here comes a my ridiculous story. Listen to this one. It's a guy named Natachm, this story. A younger man calls me up. I have this written. I had them write it over for me. Younger man, two brothers. There's three brothers. One of them has a child who ain't doing too well with Chiduchim. This guy comes from Argentina. It happened about 12 years ago. The guy from Argentina tells me they're Hasidim. And Hasidim are a bacher, 23, not married. The last time a Hasidish guy told me that, he says, do you know what it means? 23, a Hasidish bacher, not married? I says, I got an idea for you. Become a Litvak. Anyway, a few months later, he called me up. He's a chassan. I says, who are you? I don't remember. Remind me. He says, I'm the guy you said, go make him a Litvak. Oh, I remember you. So you, anyway. The kids are, so what happened? So the two guys were this is a murdik of mice. It's murdik. Guys, could die to hear the story. So what did the guy do? I told him like this. By the way, they did not talk to me. I don't believe so. Maybe they did. Well, they heard me. What Mandel said, they got my... And they went ahead. It's like this. Now, the third brother has this 23-year-old Hasidish Abacha. Nobody wants to marry him because something happened in the family. Something very, very nasty happened in that family. And they read the Bacha hundreds of Shaduchim. And every time, as soon as they start checking in, they say, sorry, we're not interested. Oh boy, does that kill you. You can't get to first base. And it's going on for years, years. Can't get nowhere. Guess what? They got a hold of Mandelism, whatever you want to call me. Mandelism. They're like this. They looked, their brother was depressed beyond. Their sister-in-law was crazy depressed. Basket case. They used to be freilich of people. A beautiful family, a famous Tayyudika family, Alamilas. And suddenly the wind has knocked out of them. And the brother, one of the brothers, read a shidduch. And the brother wasn't even interested in the shidduch. He says, I'm writing you a top boy. Yeah, and he kept nudging him. Okay, I'm masking. He was masking, and the other side, as soon as we changed our mind, and that blew him, that killed him, and he saw how his brother is totally depressed, and he's not ready to get involved in shidduchim, and he's so depressed. He sees everyone hates me. They find out this dirt about my family, and we're finished. So then they heard about Mandel. So Mandel denies reality. Mandel does not get involved in what? Teva. I once told my one rabbeim, Teva is history. It's not Negea. Today, everything's Nisim. Watch. They got together, the two brothers. They used to talk. They're very close, these three brothers. They used to cry over each other's shoulders. Look at our brother Getzel. Look what he's going through. And look at his son. He looks so, and his wife looks shrekel. She's always crying. Ugh, what a terrible man. And they used to get on the phone every day, kvetching to each other how Nebuch Getzel is going through such a Gehenna. If they'd heard Mandel, they said, They got on the phone. You know what? Getzel looks great, doesn't he? Yep. And these two Hungarian guys, they're good at it. And they're good actors. And they started talking to each other on the phone 2 minutes every night. They made a kvias. Keep it going. And just 2 minutes. He's doing great. And the son, Azamatsuyan, nobody better, and everyone wants him. They're all after him. He gets rich. Shidduchim, right. And they did this for a month straight. Then a bar mitzvah happened in the family. And they saw their brother with their sister-in-law, and they didn't recognize them. They were full of simcha. Just like they were saying. Oh, they look great. They look positive. And they started believing it themselves after a while. And they said they themselves got more positive, just like talking. Anyway, after 2 months, then finally he's read a shidduch. And the shidduch looked good, no good. Yeah, on, off. And they said throughout the on-off, it makes you nervous. They just left. Okay, we're going to continue with real betachin. So, let it be on and off. We're going to make it. After 2 months, this bacha got the most spectacular shidduch in the universe. With money, with tayu, with gedula, with midas, with everything. They never dreamed, with yichus, they never dreamed they'd get such a shidduch. 2 months job of positive talking. Speak positive, not negative. But I want to add something to this story. They spoke with enthusiasm. They didn't just talk and speak positive. You know, he looks great, doesn't he? Yeah! They made it alive. It's a big space. Imagine, look what positivism can do. Talk positive. Now the new year, Rosh Hashanah, be positive. Don't be despoiled with tzaddikim and gemorim. Everybody. Now I want to tell you, when is the time to call yourself a tzaddik gomer? When you did something wrong and you feel guilty and you feel like I'm embarrassed. That's the time to call yourself a tzaddik gomer. I once heard a mitzvah, Rav Nosson, that a bacha told him he was ashamed to face the mashgiach. He had done something we don't want to talk about. And he was super embarrassed. And the mashgiach sent back a message that the guy, I say, is a kaddish v'tar. That's what I heard. That's what you tell a guy like that. Watch it come true. You know, when you're on a low, don't be nispo. I know a guy, he was on a low. He's usually a very big Eved Hashem. He's a real tzaddik. And certainly sometimes he's not himself. You know, he's doing things and saying things that's not for him. It's not his madriga. He told me he was the lowest kufi he ever was in his life. Whenever he davened, he used to cry in middle of Shemini Esrei. In good times, it never happened. When he was in the garbage can and he didn't feel good about himself and he did something taka wrong, he was not of the madrega that he used to be. Don't really look for trouble, everybody say. A chait is a chait. You don't play with fire. But he never looked so good. He never had so much feeling in his davening. And then he had a big aliyah. He got back to himself. And he became the tzaddik all over again. But the tears are gone. Is that something? Imagine. Leiv nishpa v'nitke. My mother told a story. Allah shalom. This guy asked this guy to daven for the yamid. Hope you don't mind. I'm pushing leiv nishpa not being the simcha tonight. It's fine. Take your pick. I advise everybody to go for being the simcha. I have told people, for you, Rosh Hashanah, I told this to an almana nevach. That better be a Purim. Yes, well, Rabbi Mandel, Purim! May Hamatash! But, Rabbi, it's Rosh Hashanah. No! I want Hamatashin. No! But, Rabbi, it's not Purim, it's Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, I know. You're going to do tshuva. This I didn't want to tell her. You're going to do tshuva, and once, for the first time in your life, you're going to be happy. You know what these people do? On Purim, they're crying. You know that? They're in a hapachu anyway. They're always doing, on Purim, I'm telling you for a fact. They're crying. This Nebuch, this guy has his pekel. He's always crying. For him? On Rosh Hashanah, no rachmaris. Cheer up, bubby! Dip the apple in the honey. Ma, can I have a third one of those lollipops? I want to make a revolution. Now, I've been teaching 9-year-old kids for 40 years, so please be mindful of me if my mentality could be better. I'm one of them. I don't really fit in so well with these grown guys over here. I feel a little bit out of place. I'm used to the 9-year-olds when they grad next year to go to the fifth grade. I tell them, now you guys are going to learn Gemara, big shots, and I'm stuck another year with the 9-year-olds. So every year I'm with the 9-year-olds, my mentality goes, you know, in my dictionary, what does mature mean? I don't understand the concept. Mature, what's that? I don't know, somehow. What can I do? I don't want to talk more. Anyway, but you get a hold, you become young. And you get that big lollipop, Mickey Mouse lollipop. The COVID rush, Yaimadin. Eat that lollipop and finish it until it's on your nose. That's right. That's for you. Some people need that. It's not a joke. They really, really need it. They just want to scream and be happy. You know what they say about before Tekiyas? I heard Reb Benish Finkel would crack a joke. Reb Gershon, for sure, they say on him. He had it in him. Crack it right before Tekiyas. Crack a joke. Cut it out. He had plenty of Yerushimayim. No stira. But some people need more cracker jokes. So what? Now, for those who have a hard time with the jokes, or they have a hard time listening to Mandel when he says, Rabbi Mandel is a little bit off. He is not quite, I think he's getting carried away. I think he really doesn't, you know, chop. He should learn more Musar. I think he really doesn't. He doesn't understand. You want to hear a story? I'm not going to say who it was. They say it happened to one of the four Rosh Yeshivas of Lakewood. This lady was listening to Torah Hotline. That's Rabbi Golombek. That's my stuff. He has his own stuff too. Don't worry, he's plenty good. And Rabbi Golombek, and she's a lady in Yerushalayim, and she listens to Rabbi Golombek 24/7. The whole world's listening to him, and they're crazy over him. He's got chassidim. No rabbi has as many chassidim as Rabbi Golombek. Not shy. You know who he is? Ah. Anyway, so. Oh, yeah, I'm not bad. I'm quite good. As long as I have you guys, that's plenty good. Anyway, the best ones I got. So, listen to this. So, what was I talking about?
Lady Yerushalayim.
Who?
Lady Yerushalayim is Rabbi Golombek.
That's right. She called up. So Rabbi Golombek said that in the 3 weeks you have to be full of simcha. So her husband's one of these Israeli kanoim. No. How's that been? Be happy in the 3 weeks? No good. Oh, no. This is too far. This is the story. I wasn't there. He called up. I won't say the name of the Rosh Yeshiva it happened to. He called up one of the Rosh Yeshivas in Lakewood. Doshes Emes? He probably said it in Yiddish, like, you know, he's probably an American who learned how to speak Yiddish, like he's one of them. Was tut sagt der? Wie kommen so eine Sache? In der drei Wochen darf man sein Freilach? And I am what's a new Torah you're making up over here? What's going on? Is that what they teach in Lakewood? This is the way the story goes. He called up one of the famous Rosh Yeshivas, whom they say his wife listens to Torah anytime too, by the way. Torah hotline, whatever. Anyway, so the Rosh Yeshiva, that's what they say. He said, yes, that's what they teach in Lakewood. How's that one? We got a haskama. It's true. You ought to be happy. What's with you? You know, Reb Dovich, this I know for a fact. Reb Dovich Shul, somebody listens to my father. He came in and he said, yeah, he listens a lot to Reb Dovich Shul. He said, Mandel, you sound exactly like Reb Dovich Shul. And I didn't speak to him. But horse sense! He speaks about El being a time of Simcha. That's Reb Dovich Shul. That's what this guy told me. I didn't. Somebody got me. But that's what he's told. So that's already Shechinah Medaberes. That's not Mandel's Mishigas. They're doing anybody with Seichel in his head. That's the order of the day. Avodah Sazman. I'm going to tell you a horror story. Ready? Two. World War II. The Germans were finally defeated. One in Normandy, and on the beaches of Normandy in France. They were finally allied, wiped them out. They did a job on the Germans. You know what they did to Berlin? They dropped so many bombs, they say Berlin looked like a parking lot. They did it. The Germans got what's coming to them. And then in North Africa, they were planning on destroying Klal Yisrael. They say the Yidden and Eretz Yisrael were horrified. They were hoping they'd be killed. The stories they heard about the Germans were so terrifying. They say the anxiety level was beyond, you can't be masig, how anxious they were. It was crazy. It was Achmanis and Rommel, the desert fox. He was the best general in the universe. He went blitzkrieg, you know, maximum. He won every single battle he ever won. Invincible. You ain't winning with him. And Rommel was heading, he went 1,000 miles an hour, he's flying, wipe out these guys, those guys. And then the Mufti of Jerusalem, Yimach Shemai, the Arab, he's the leader, religious leader of the Arabs, he said that, Hitler, I'm your friend, I'll help you wipe them all out. You know what they did? They found marks on different homes, Jewish homes, at nighttime. They chalked up, because each Arab said, I'm going to get that home as soon as we kill out all the Jews. If you get that home, they put marks with their initials or whatever to show. We were dead meat. There was a pachad neider. Anyway, something happened. And the Germans lost their pants. Thank you so much. The Germans were finished. Well, you know what happened? They made a mistake. They fought. They were expecting, by freak accident, they had the spy system. That's why they were doing so well. The spy, they knew all the answers. You also heard from the spy system that the British, I think they're fighting the British over there, are going to be in a certain city, and the British have changed their mind. They're going to El Alamein, different place. So they focused all their energies on that other city. Most of their top men were there, and El Alamein they didn't take serious. The same exact thing happened in Normandy. I think they Taka did a trick on them. They sent all the Germans, the British, or the Americans. The Americans made it, or the British, and they made a stickle on them. And they played games with the spy, Chevra. And they said, tell everybody the main place is over there, not Normandy. So the Germans went in the wrong direction, put all their tough men over there. And the Battle of Normandy was the real action. And they lost, they wiped out Normandy. They wiped down El Alamein. That was the end of the war. Now, what do we learn from this? Don't go to a place that's not the main battle. When you're fighting, don't just fight. Find out where the real problem is. Now, some people have serious problems with, let's say, Kas or Kedusha. Sometimes they got to sit on that sugya more than anything else. That's their battle right now. for the moment. Sometimes, very often, the battle is self-esteem. Forget it. Or simcha. You're busy, you want to do this, that. You might be fighting the wrong battle. You're going to fight a battle that's not the most important part of your life. You think, here's a guy, such a good husband. He doesn't open a sefer. He's always in the house, helping his wife. Such a tzaddik, and his wife loves him. Everybody holds he's a good husband. You don't open a sefer. Now, he doesn't chop that. For him, sitting and learning is his main issue. He don't chop that. You sit and learn, you're fine over there. And then you got the other guy, just the opposite. He learns and learns and learns. And his wife is getting nebuch. She's getting gray before her time, under her shetel, of course. And she's nebuch to brachim, because her husband's such a masmin, he has no time for her. They're both fighting the wrong battle. This guy, close your gemara, Bobby! Help your wife! The other guy, leave your wife alone! Open a gemara. People have to know where they belong. You gotta fight the right battle. I won't tell you a mice while I'm telling you this. It's happened in Matosdorf. I heard this from, what's his name, Reb? His name's Rubenstein. Osher Zelig Rubenstein. Chus Yegen Eleni was my father's Talmud. At Tzadik Yisrael Deilim. Shmuel Orbach held from him. There's no words. He was a Nevardiga, American, a Talmud of Chatzkel. Don't ask. He told me. Told me the story himself. He made a Seder Kvius of Musa and Matosdorf. And there was a younger man there that his wife, younger man there, did not. They paid money. You learn Musa? You're getting money. His wife said, I'm sorry, I can't. I have 11 children. I need you home. And he had to stay home, and he couldn't stay for the Musa Seder. After 2 or 3 weeks, she said, you don't have to help me. Go learn Musa. She saw this happen in Matosdorf. I heard it from Usher Zelig Rubenstein. What, when, where? That's where it happened. He was such a different person after learning Musa. It was worth it. Don't help me with the kids. You're so much nicer. Because he learned Musa. Now, here's a mice that happened to me. I used to have before, this is my bedroom. Way back, I'm at the show. Let's give him a refuah shleima. I'm so. Rabbi say, have a mime at this yo, Chaim ben Etel, and Ramalkiel ben Rishel should have a refuah shleima. And all those people, we have such a kayach now. It's Leil Rosh Hashanah, we have such kayach, we have no idea. We just sit all day, schmooze with Hashem, I'll give you anything you want. Now! Now, Zeish Ratzon Nesquer, on Rosh Hashanah is a homachlegis. So you daven for yourself, or for Klal Yisrael, like the Nesach HaTfil. It's a homachlegis, what to do. But it could be if you got a. What? Now, Rav Nosson Bachfeigel held. Forget yourself for 2 days. It's boring. Rav Nosson used to tell me, it's not enough thinking of yourself 24/7. Take a break. Get yourself, like wings, you know. Guys, people are so involved in themselves. He held a lot from going out and helping people, and he says that saves a person. Go out. You want to make it the Yom HaDin? Become Eish HaKlal. You know what I did before when I couldn't open my mouth and I couldn't raise money? I couldn't do nothing. I used to raise like $100 every Erev Rosh Hashanah, maybe $200, Yom Kippur another, and that was the best I could do those days. I was too quiet, too reserved, and too bashful, and too this, and too everything. And then, what else could I do? So I decided to start working on the public. I had a Rebbe, Rebbe Reuben Huxley Zang Zittenstock. He pushed me in that direction, the Talmud Mavik, Rebbe Nosson. He says, the more the better, get out, do for Klal Yisrael. I remember he was once together with his wife. I used to visit him a lot. And him and his wife together. What can we get this guy to do? He can't do anything. What are you good at? Anything? Are you good at nothing? Nothing at all? It was embarrassing because I just wasn't cut out to do anything. I daven. Daven your head off. Mashkiach said, daven, everything, give you everything. Of course, it don't hurt. You have a sheet that you have to blow yourself up a lot, and you must say this constantly, recording all your miles, and be lamalim and ateva. Don't be gerus. Any mistake you ever made didn't happen. What? I never made a mistake. No, never, ever. Sometimes I need help. I have problems. I don't go nowhere. Not me. I spend years of running around to help, which is very good when you're younger. But after a while, you decide, I'm okay. I'm a Balkaivnik, yes. And I don't ask nobody nothing. I know all the answers. You know who I am? I rarely go to ask people for ages. I'm plenty good. But you got to know how to do that also. But you always have to go against your teva. Sometimes you have to be a Balkaivnik or else. Anyway, so you get Shemesh Melchama when you go to other people, you ask them ages. And before Yom HaDin, it's a big ace rutzen. Go ask and ask, what do I do about my kas? Doesn't matter if you conquer it or not. You call 2-3 people, you're plenty good. You're involved. You learn most about kas, about taiva, about gaiva. What should I work on? Maybe this, maybe get complicated a little bit. Nothing wrong. And the main thing is, get the main battle is Biba Simcha. Biba Wolba says, Ashi Yodam, Yodai Surah. Happy is the one that when they blow tkiyas, his heart is full of simcha. To make Hashem the king of the world. Be happy, enjoy Rosh Hashanah. Can I have that? No, pickles are no good today. Can I have that Mickey Mouse lollipop? That's for my type. We go for that. I want a taina. I'm not so good. You know, it says men have to have vasava yayin. Ladies have to have nice clothing. And kids have to have candies. So I hold that our door needs candies for adults. That's what I hold. I'm joking. Anyway, I want to put in a bid on, because I like that. Lala, I like that. Have fun! Crack a joke! It's Rosh Hashanah, be happy! And if you're sad, that's even better. If you can't be happy, you're one of those, you're really going to make it. So I wanted to say that the Aron Kodesh, they used to take the Aron Kodesh, the broken luchis that were broken during when they break the luchis by the Egel! Horrible story. Those luchis, when they go to battle, take them along. You're going to win the battle. Oh, the whole luchis, when you were good and you were behaved, leave it home. What's the pshat? Zuk Mandela pshat. Because Lev Nishbar, but you sinned. I don't care if I sin. I'm a Lev Nishbar. Like the guy, when he sinned, he said he never davened so good. Don't look for sins, Hashem Yerachem. But Lev Nishbar, I found the smach. Rav Shach says, Mom, it's the same thing. Afterwards, he says like this, the Shvachis. Why did Yaakov Avinu send the Shvachis first? What, he wants them to die before? Esav could kill them first, and then us? Then he comes away, it makes sense? Because they come from the Shvachis? Zuck, Rav Shach, they say he thought about it a lot, and he said this pshat is the truth. He was very stuck on it, because the Shvachis are broken people. Put them in the front line, they're going to win the war against Esav. Not Ruvain, the big Kanaka, and Shimon, the Kanaka, the Bnei Leah. No, Bnei Shvachis. Put them in front, then you win the war. That was Machaven, Rav Shach. So if you're one of these broken souls that can't crack up a smile to save your life, Ashrei Chalkecha! Hashem did you such a favor. Be happy. And thank Hashem all day. Thank you. I'm such a stressed out bundle of nerves. I love being sayed. You know what it does to you? I have a younger man who calls me regularly. He was born a basket case. He must be on every medication for anxiety, depression, for nervousness, but he's got all these stuff. He's in that, you know, and he's heavy into that stuff. And he used to call me up, and he was a Shreklach. And he used to call me up, and I told him what. After about a month or two, he called me up. I'm a new person. I says, what'd you do? I listened to your advice. I told myself all day, it's so good to be depressed. I love being depressed and anxiety. It's great. You know what that is? You know what a tinker it is? What?
Pro-depressants.
Yes, Hashem, we're giving out Seretz Bei Tshuva. All those guys that were not depressed enough throughout the year, we're giving out special price. Pro-depressants! Let's get depressed, come on, Machaya. I'm more depressed than you are. You don't know, I can cry my head off. Whoa! When nobody looks, am I crying? I'm bitter. I'm angry. I'm bitter. Everything I do is no good. That's... Thank Hashem for all that stuff. By the way, it's all Min HaShemayim. You should be thankful for it. Hashem wants you to be like that. He made us like this. 99% is not up. But it's my fault. It's your fault. Why don't you cheer up like your brother, like your cousin, like it is? You know how, you know your brother's 10 times worse than you? Really? So how come he looks like he doesn't tell you what's really going on? But this doctor looks happy. But this Rashiva, they talk to me. They don't talk to you. They open up. You'll be dancing and be saying, Ramesh Yechum Nelson once told me. The Kotzker Rebbe said, if everybody put his peckle on the table, everybody said, oh, give me back my own. Mashkiach told this to me. Give me back my own. Don't envy nobody. Be happy. Rosh Hashanah, happy on me. I don't want to be nobody else. I'm the best guy in the world. I don't care what you say. I'm better than everybody. Better than Rashiva. Better than all the doctors and lawyers and this and that. Nobody better. And wait a minute. And today, I'm the best. Not last year. Then I was good. Last year, then, I used to daven. Today, I got messed up. No! This year, I was never better. But this year, the whole Ella was messed up. I had a flat tire, and I had to rush the kids to the doctor. They had this happen, the stitches. And my wife, I got a blow up at my wife the other day. This year was the worst Ella I had. No. It was the best. It's up to you. What you paskin, that's what the Abish did. Everything has different ways of looking at. You have to look at Markaman, sometimes Markaman shirt, I must kill this shoe. Exactly, in Lakewood, yeah. But you know what I did? You would only know what I did. Rabbi Mendel, you think I'm like from guy and everything. You don't know. Oh, if you'd only know. I come across as one of those. The real truth about me is, oh, what I go through. And Ruchnius, yes. No, I'm not a Gashmizika type. And Ruchnius, what the things that I did this year, I feel like crying itself. What are you crying for? You're crying before you did that Aveira anyway. You like to cry. Now you got an excuse. I did Aveira. You like to cry. Bug off. It's a lot of fun. You know, Reb Shlomo Cheshen told me, he used to speak to thousands of people. I said, Reb Shlomo, if you could tell the world in Eitzah what to do, give them, what? Tell me what you would tell them. You know what he told me? He says, if you want to have Rachmanis on yourself, don't have Rachmanis on yourself. I told you the mice, the little kid, the little 5-year-old bubble, sweet like sugar, little palach, short pants with the tittus hanging out. And his hands are around his two friends. Coming, you know, I was on duty outside. I have to watch all the kids play. And the kids hopping on one foot. And his two friends, Rebbe Mendel. They call me Rebbe Mendel. Rebbe Mendel, you know what happened to Yossi? What? Yossi got hurt. And as they're saying it, Yossi gets so sorry for himself. He starts crying. The tears come down. And they're all excited. What happened to Yossi? So I says, what? Can you tell me what happened to Yossi? He's gushing. Can you show me where he's gushing? Which foot? Do you remember Yossi? He thinks it's a joke. That's the way adults look. Adults are so cuckoo. I'm sick. You know that? Respect. If you don't get... You want to believe this? A friend of mine is a therapist. This woman told him that she likes to get sick because then she'll be in the hospital and she gets so much sympathy, it's worth it. Get sick! They'll run after you. Nah, bro. It's a lot of fun. Get all the COVID. You need COVID? I had two boys in my class through my career that were terribly depressed. Both of them told me privately that if they want to, they get their parents' lebedeg, they get depressed. That's the best way to get attention. I'm going to get depressed. Watch this. No, I don't like you. Please, and the mother is stupid. Noshim Rachmani is Bishlu Yaldeyan. You know what the Kotzker said? They cook up their kids. What are you doing with your Rachmanis? You're going to fall for this, Bishugan Obeah. Oh, blah, blah, blah. Please don't get depressed. I will, mommy, and it's your fault. And at my Leviah, you're going to cry, and it's your fault. The kids are like that. They want to pay back the parent. You think adults change? Yeah, it's all the same, but you get depressed. What do you have to get depressed for? Be happy, enjoy life. Unless you want to watch ever. We love being depressed. Whatever goes, you got to come out ahead. You guys are getting better and better. You should become therapists. You listen so good, and you know how to make me feel good. Or older, you're like, I'm not old. This year is going to be the best year any of us ever had. Everyone here is going to be healthy, everybody. Whoever has from me, I'll go all out to the Abishta, help my friends. I want them to have the best year they ever had in their lives. I want my Mason to quadruple, skyrocket. I once told the Abishta, I want my success to skyrocket. All these Mishigayim, they get on these, you know, the athletic type of guys. They get on this board, on the surfboard, no? And they go to, and the next thing, the little guy's flying up in the air, and these guys jump out of a plane, and they go flying up the, you know, you have skyrocketing, you know? Skydiving, sky this. They fly, and they go places. So I says, Abishta, for every Mishigas, you let this guy go flying all over the place. I want to fly in Avodas Hashem and having Zika. I plan to take over the world. In case anybody wants to know, it's official. You see the end of the year, I said it at Rosh Hashanah. Taking over the world. I'm going to take over the world. And we're going to make every Jew out there from. Every Jew is becoming from. No Sultan is going to be Makatrik, not with me. I have the Abish himself. I'm like this with the Abish stuff. I'm doing very well. Me and the Abishta, I have a kvias. I want to tell you something. You don't have to listen to me. But I learn Musa before I open a Gemara. I do that. Peshitta. Because or else I'm afraid. I'm afraid I'll lose it. I'll lose it. Yeah, Musa. I learn Musa first. And I don't learn Musa, I learn Abishta Musa. Just betachem. I learn Abishta. And I talk to him. And I thank my head off. And I always feel guilty that I didn't thank enough. That's my issue in life, honestly. My issue is, why aren't you thanking more? Why don't you thank more? I advise everybody, thank your head off. Then you can ask whatever you want. You say, oh, you're one of those that's always thankful? Okay, let me give you this. This guy just told me today, he was in a thank you mode for a week. All day long, for everything and anything. Thanks for this bottle, thanks. I look, my wife, my this, my... Everything, just. Then for half an hour, he was heavy into thanking. And then he made a phone call. Now, he told me this. He don't want to tell me what it was. He said it was not a life and death, but it was terribly embarrassing, a lot of money loss, and a lot of aggravation, and a lot of complicated... It was going out of his mind. And after spending a week thanking all the time, and then finally, a full half hour of heavy, heavy thank you, he made a phone call, and with that phone call, all his problems disappeared on the spot. Now you know we're thankful. But thank a lot. But I need this, I need that. I need to thank more. You don't just thank your head off for everything and anything. Thanks for the appetite. Don't worry about the diet so much. Thanks that I have a normal, healthy appetite. Don't worry if your wife's good or bad. Thanks that I'm married. Don't worry if the kids are this or that. Thanks, I have kids. Don't worry about what you're doing. You're alive. Just give them a happy I'm alive. Day and night. Say this stuff. Thanks for the vodka. Thanks. I'm very into Gashmi's thing. It's a piece of good cake. Listen, the bracha is a mitzvah. I'm not saying on the bracha. Even if I say the biggest kavanah, I always make sure to say it in English. Abishta, that cake was darn good. I appreciate it. I do that all the time. When I go out of the bathroom, Ashiyotza, I try to say it with kavanah, but no. Abishta, thanks a million. It's great to go to the bathroom. I know a lot of guys that can't do that stuff. They're in the hospitals. I always thank for not being in the hospital. Do that. I'm always into English. I don't even want to daven chakras. And tell them without all the hallelujahs. They can scream as much as they want. Hallelujahs. I try to do that too. I'm a Nevada goose. But just like stolen and screamed by davening, that's a big zach. But I'm sorry. Nothing comes to good old English. And speak before davening. Abishta, thanks a million. I'm so happy. I'm in a good mood today. Thanks for the good mood. Thanks for the bad mood. thanks that I'm a little cuckoo. I'm so happy that I'm like that. You know, thanks for everything, the good stuff, the bad stuff. Put her on the watch. Watch 10 minutes. Let a half an hour go by. Do it every day. Reb Mozlo Schwab used to spend an hour doing this every day, thanking for his past. He was once on a ledge. He almost fell off in a high building. And the last minute, and for the rest of his life, thanks for that time. You saved my life, baby. He had a hope for an hour. He came to Lakewood. His face looked like a light bulb. The whole Lakewood was looking at him. Wow, look at him. His aura's upon him. His simcha that he had. You got to see pictures of him. There's nothing like him. His aura's upon him. Where did I come from? I tell you. He once said it's a fake smile. He used to push it. He used to have his issues too, believe it or not. But I would say an hour a day thankfulness. Hour. Give it a full hour. That's your Musa saying that. Thanks for no. Stop kvetching. Thanks again. Thanks again. Thanks again. Thanks for Rosh Hashanah. That brings betachon. By the way, the more thankful you are, the more betachon you are. By the way, this is a record for Erev Rosh Hashanah. I did tshuva for not going. Now I see what I had to do tshuva on. You don't talk enough. You only talk an hour? What? Yeah, yes, my Elul. You sure you want to hear more of me? Yes, you're doing great. Okay, let's 2-3 hours, yeah? I always do that. They all get scared. We didn't mean that. But it's a mitzvah to talk, and I wish everybody here should do the same thing. In a year from now, you guys can all become Gadol Yisrael. Everybody sitting here is already a Gadol Yisrael. Don't say you will become a Gadol Yisrael. Never do that. None of that. You'll be busy drinking salty water. It's going nowhere. I am already a Gadol Hadar. I always do that. I don't like this stuff. I heard Slobodka had that sheet. It's so powerful because people, once you say, I'm not there yet, you're like everyone else. You're in the garbage can. Well, soon we're working on it, but stop it. You're there. Who sitting here isn't looking to become a tzaddik and a going and wanting? Forget about getting there. That's enough. You're fine. You know what the Mashkiel said? It's like shoveling snow. If you're on the way, you're in the middle of shoveling. You didn't finish yet. You're on the way. If you pass away, chas v'shalom, but you're on the way. When you open the Musa Seder, you're already up there. The main thing is simcha shel mitzvah. The main battle, like I said, World War II, the main battle is appreciating who you are. Stop, I got to be this, got to be that. Be happy with exactly the way you are, and the situation is exactly the way it is. I love it. Even though I have a little pain here, I like it. Say it. It affects you. When you keep saying these things, your whole body listens. Whole body likes a satisfied customer. You know, they used to have shock absorbers. Before they had shock absorbers, you know what used to happen to the cars? It used to plots. Once they went over a bump, the whole car used to split in pieces. It went nowhere. So they got these shocks, which means that they have these springs. Now the spring, what the spring does, it absorbs the shock. It bumps. Oh, you can bump me. I like that bump. It goes along with the bump. It doesn't fight the bump. Got it? And that's why shock absorbers are great. You got good shocks. You're smooth. You're happy. Because the car's always giving in. He's not fighting back. No, don't. You start it with me. I'll get you back. Don't do that. That's why a lot of people, they work on betachon, they go nowhere. Give in. So I don't have betachon. Hashem, you'll help me without betachon. You think it won't work? Try. I've tried a little bit. You'll help me without betachon. I'm trying. Just open the safe and look at it. And don't even look. I don't have the kirchas to read it. Hashem, you'll take care. Chizkiya HaMelech was the greatest of all the big Bali Betachim. David HaMelech used to take a battle axe, go into battle and kill people with Hashem's name on his lips. And he used to win the wars. And Asa HaMelech used to win by going in without fighting. And Yehoshaphat used to sing without even going into battle. And then Chizkiya, who almost became Mashiach, he said, "Hey, Mister, I can't do what David did. I can't do it. Just say, I can't do nothing. I'm laying in bed. You're taking over the job. You'll be the Baal Batachon. Everything's going to work." How do you like that one? But I do recommend try to learn as much Musa on Batachon as you can, and don't worry so much. Is it going in? Is it wicking? Is it this? Just you did your job. "Hey, Mister, I tried. Now let's have some service." Have a happy new year, all those holy rabbis. Lechayim, baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam, shakel midrash.
Amen. What was the
muscle
that's shoveling snow?
You're in the middle of shoveling, so even though you didn't get there, But you're on the road, it's as if you got there. Hey, it's over any time. I want you to see. Watch all my chassidim. I'm taking, take Jim, mix them up. We covered Rosh Hashanah. Everyone's getting along. Jack and Johnny made up, finally.
Finally, they got along.
Jack and Johnny are best friends. That's it. Put them all together. We covered. We finally finished Jack. We covered our Rosh Hashanah. We finished Jack. That's a great occasion in our world.